Sure seems that our weather is not on board with the beginning of spring. After we had snow across portions of our area on Friday and Saturday, we had cold weather return yesterday, and today is downright frigid across the Northeast, with daytime highs running in the 20s. Some places are in the teens. We're looking at temperatures today that are about 20 degrees below what is normal for March 23rd. So as we move on into tonight, the cold weather will continue as high pressure builds in from the west. We'll see temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens across the region. A few portions of the North Country could dip below zero. Now, one piece of good news about tonight is after a fairly gusty day again today, the wind will tend to diminish tonight. But in areas where it does go to calm, that's where we have the potential of those temperatures drop close to zero late tonight and early tomorrow morning. And tomorrow looks to be a winner. We'll see a good deal of sunshine across New York and western New England with high pressure directly overhead. And temperatures will be quite a bit warmer than today, still well below what is typical for this time of year. But we're looking at highs that will be more in the 30s across our area instead of the 20s that we've had today. It's also going to be less windy than today. So overall, tomorrow is going to feel much warmer, especially considering how strong that March sunshine is. Now, as we work into the middle part of the week, we'll start to see temperatures climb. So on Wednesday, we will move up into the 40s across our area. We could actually be close to what is normal. However, we will trade that off with clouds and an increasing threat for showers on Wednesday. So we'll have some showers come in mainly after lunchtime Wednesday into Wednesday night. And rain is likely on Thursday as temperatures soar into the 50s in many locations. But following that rain on Thursday, we're going to pull down another shot of cold from the north. So temperatures will drop on Friday and it turns even colder by Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, cold with less wind, low in the single digits to around 10, some below zero readings in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight with less wind, low in the single digits to around 10, some below zero readings in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with less wind, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cold with less wind, low in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers mainly afternoon, milder with temperatures in the 40s, and on Thursday, cloudy with periods of rain likely, mild with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.